when I was in an Eastern European country and got assaulted and expected to die and was bound and gagged, and I was told my captors were, by the captors themselves, that they were the mafia, though later it proved that they weren't, but I expected to die. During those moments, I had the thought enter my mind, what would I say to my children if I had one more chance to speak to them? Now, if I didn't have family worship, I probably would have thought of dozens of things. But because of family worship, I couldn't think of anything because the Bible talks about everything. And so we talk after we read Scripture, and we use the Family Worship Bible Guide, which is a tremendous help because it gives you the main takeaways of every chapter. And then we ask the questions at the end of those questions and those statements, and we talk about it. And so that way we get to talk about everything in the Bible. So that's important. The other thing you can do is make good use of the time when the family's together, like say supper time, you're around the table, instead of just chowing down the food and not thinking about what you're talking about, just having small talk. I mean, small talk is fine, but maybe it's good that at least a few points during that meal, the father or the mother ask their children questions or say, let's talk about this and have something meaningful to discuss. And then to bring a word-based foundation to that discussion.